from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Show your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah.
You know why this is a big Tuesday?
What do we got? The Mets winning again?
No.
Kicking the crap out of your loser Orioles? Although I like the Orioles too.
I was going to say, wait, who has the better record?
Hey.
Who's the loser?
Hey. Who's on the come up right
facts.
Now?
Facts.
Huh?
Facts.
Huh?
Walk-offs are always fun, and they got a walk-off.
Who hit the walk-off?
Dominguez?
Who?
Is that who it is, Sue? It was like the seven hitter guy I didn't know about.
Yeah, I don't actually remember who did that last night.
He doesn't know. He's not a real Mets fan.
Yeah, clearly not.
Neither am I.
They did have a walk-off, though.
No, it's a big Tuesday.
But I don't remember who did it.
Because it is the eve of a very big show.
Yeah, it is. Only the second one of its kind.
That's
ever.
Right. Yes. Tomorrow, our show will be all Club 1080.
All Club. Club at the pub.
Can you believe that? We've only done this one other time, and we got in a lot of trouble for it.
Yeah, actually, we did. Well, we didn't. But
well, we did it for TV.
Our boss did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, our boss is supposed to shield us from trouble.
Yes.
I mean, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
And so back in the day when we were on Comcast Sportsnet, we did, and they televised our whole show.
Yeah.
Or at least 3 to 6, and because they were scared of the club.
They were scared of the club, yes.
And
maybe rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
There's a disclaimer.
I disagree.
I think people can handle it, but...
It's not that bad.
No, but it's, you know...
Someone called it the adult hour the other day.
I mean, that's...
The kiddies go to bed.
Is that a little much?
It's time for the adult hour.
It's kind
hour.
Of a weird adult hour, or
yeah,
sometimes
it's odd.
the society complaining hour.
Are there bird masks involved? Because if it's an adult hour, I demand something weird to go down. I want
eyes wide shut with Isaac and Sue.
Exactly. I want some feathers involved, some vials of things... There's probably going to be some fluids. You know, it's going to get weird.
Ew.
What? That could mean wine. It could mean beverage. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Well,
why does it have to go to a place of negativity, Rop?
So the Comcast people hated the club.
Yes.
Do you recall the topics they from were this, with this
I,
specific
I don't.
Show?
I don't. Oh, God, they were super scared of it. And yeah. So we... What we did was...
They weren't scared of this specific club. They were just scared of the club in general.
No, I know, but then didn't you do the
yes.
club like
well,
this?
Well, I'm trying to explain
it. I know.
God.
Try to ask questions for context.
Damn it.
God bless America.
So we had a boss back then by the name of Dennis Glasgow, who was pretty much good for nothing except for this.
Yeah. He did love the club.
Oh, he loved the club. And he would probably to this day claim that he came up with the club, even though he didn't.
Sounds about right.
I think he tries to claim the club.
Yeah.
Who did? Did you?
Well, it was us.
Yeah, we just...
Because Furness... Yeah, Ian Furness... So before Suk and I got paired together, Suk was on, and I was the update guy. I was in the side studio, and I would listen to Ian and Suk. And Ian left to go to Seattle. And Ian's thing about the 6 o'clock hour was, but this is way back in the day.
Yeah.
2005. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the 6 o'clock hour is already out of their cars.
Yeah, he thought it was a throwaway hour.
He didn't think they should even be on. So yeah. He would repurpose, play stuff from earlier in the show, mm-hmm. like interviews, sportsy stuff, stupid stuff, right?
Well, and he would do like, he would have our producer, Jason Peterson, do like Blazers, like a Blazer. Every time the Blazers played,
yes.
They would do like the last two segments were like Peterson's
Peterson's perspective.
And so he would cut out at 6:30, so we'd replay things from like 6 to 6:30.
So he'd go cover the game.
Yeah, he'd leave at 6. And so it was over. So it would just be replays.
Because he thought this is unbelievable. And I love Ian, but this is unbelievable.
And I think a lot of people don't have, I mean, a lot of people know your story, but I don't have this history in this context. So this is great.
He thought, and so wrong, so incredibly wrong. He thought that when the Blazers games were happening,
no one listened.
There would be no one listening to the fan because they were all listening to Blazers pregame.
So it was just a...
Which is so wrong. Yeah.
He was like, why are we even doing this? The Blazers are on right now, or the Blazers
we
pregame
is on. We couldn't possibly compete with
but
that.
I respect him getting out of the hour.
Yeah.
And just repurposing stuff and telling his producer, just run that interview.
It was a bold move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway... Then Ian left to go to Seattle, and they threw me in with Big Suk, and we're like, well, what are we going to do? I don't want to do more sports. Let's just, I don't remember how it...
Well, because, and Dennis, he was kind of a third man on the show with me and Ian.
Oh, that's right.
Dennis did a thing where he would do, like, entertainment.
Entertainment news.
Yeah, he would do, like, a segment of entertainment news, which Furness hated. But that's all Dennis wanted to do. Dennis would leave in the middle of sports interviews. We'd have on someone. We'd have on, I don't know, just Zach Randolph or something. And Dennis would just get up and leave. He'd be like, I don't need to be here for this. So,
which is another thing I respect.
Yes. I've never seen anything quite like it. He would just look at
you. He didn't need to be there.
No. He's like, I'm not going to ask any questions. So he would just step out. So Dennis's idea was... Or he loved the idea of if we did something non-sports, which is all he wanted to do. So what if we did like his entertainment news, but we just did whatever we wanted for the last hour? So we came up with that, and he loved it. He was like, just an entire hour of non-sports. And we're like, yeah, let's just, you know.
Yeah, because we thought, you know, piggybacking off of Ian's idea, it's like, well, maybe let's just do something random in there because it...
counter programming. The idea was if anyone wanted hardcore sports, they would have been tuned in somewhere else at that point, listening to Blazers crap or whatever.
Blazers pregame. So, I mean, oh my God.
So we just kind of started dinking off, and then shortly thereafter, it became our highest rated hour.
Head coach?
Yeah. Wonderful. Marvelous.
So that's how it kind of happened.
So tomorrow.
Yeah.
Here we are 20 years later.
Yeah.
Still on the damn air.
Oh, but you got it. So the story behind the band club was
the
middle of summer and there was nothing going on. And Dennis used to like to have us have show meetings because he needed to justify his job.
Oh, dude, the show meetings were so funny because it was not about what was going to be on the show.
No.
It was about what Dennis.
Yeah.
It was Dennis's own show.
Yes. He would
just
tell
he
us.
Would have a two-man audience and we'd just sit there and listen to Dennis riff for an hour. It was like, okay, cool, thanks. And then we'd go do our show with whatever material
what
we
had. What a colossal
had.
Waste of your time.
100%.
Yeah. Yes. So we're sitting in there and it's the middle of summer. Well, the best part of those meetings, there were times when we would throw out an idea for something like, hey, we're thinking about talking, you know, about blah, blah, blah. And like 2 minutes later, Dennis would be like, hey, I've got an idea. And then he would, you do this sometimes, Buck, like if you get caught doing something, right? And you're not listening. So Dennis throws that, you know, you guys should do this. And we're like, oh my God, that's literally what we just told you. So clearly... Like,
oh yeah, I fall into that trap.
Yeah, like you're not listening. And we'd be like, great idea, boss. And then we'd go on the air and we'd do it, and Dennis would think it was great. So there's nothing going on in the middle of summer. It's just the doldrums. And we had a bunch of stuff for the club. There was a bunch of kind of weird, dumb stories happening. And Dennis goes, what if we just did an entire club? And we're like, huh? He goes, just 4 hours and you just do the club. There's nothing going on in sports. And we're like, done. And so we didn't really think about asking TV. We're like, oh, like we're going to do it. And about 20 minutes before we go on air, our chair, our cubes where we'd sit are right in front of Dennis's office, and we just start hearing, "You bleepity bleep mother, don't you blah," and it's just Dennis screaming, and you can hear the Comcast guy, Dave Kamen's on the other end of the phone, just screaming at each other. I guess Dennis didn't tell him that we were going to do the club.
Well, and how did he find out?
One of the because we would have people.
The producers.
Yeah, one of the producers goes, "Hey, by the way," you know, because they would need to build graphics and stuff, and so they would
just
ask,
topical banners, yeah, and things
what
like that.
Talk
so
about.
What? Do you, yeah, okay.
And the guy goes, "Hey, they're not going to do sports today." And Dave Kamen's loses it. Who was in charge of the Comcast side of things? So him and Dennis just start. I've never, in all my years, I've never seen a more heated confrontation. Dennis slams the phone down like 2 minutes before we go on the air, and he's like, "We're doing it. Screw him." So we go in there, and we're like, "What's going to happen?" So we start the show, and as we're starting the show, what comes across the TV, because we got the TV on the wall, middle of summer, nothing to play, they replayed a regular season Oregon Duck basketball game from like 2 years ago.
And whatever they just had on the screen that they could throw up there,
it wasn't like
you.
A marquee game. It was like Ducks versus Stanford, something they had the rights to, and they just threw it up, and then like a little thing at the bottom that said, "Primetime with Isaac and Suk will return tomorrow."
So I didn't realize, I thought that you did the show and got in trouble. You never even got to do the show.
No, well, we did the show on the radio.
We did the show.
Oh, no, I know, but not on a TV.
No.
They didn't air it. They were cowards.
They were cowards, yes. And whoever ratted us out, you Weasley son of a bitch.
Some PA graphics op.
They should have just let it happen. But no, yeah, I just... And the best part is we made fun of it for like 45 minutes. Just because it was just like, what is this? So we thought maybe it was like a Pac-12 title game, that it was like this game of importance. And we started looking up the box score. No, it was like the eighth game of the season from a couple years ago. It's like Marty Lunin was out there running around. We're like, what in the hell? And we just thought, like, how great is it that someone just in a panicked frenzy was like, "Give me anything, whatever. What do you have ready to go right now that is 3 hours long?" And someone was like, "I got this Stanford-Oregon game. Good. Run it."
It's not Isaac and Suk. It works for us.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, 18 years later? I don't know.
Something like that.
Whenever that was. I don't know when that actually
long
was.
Long time ago.
We are doing something called Club at the Pub. Where it will be a full Club 1080 show, because Pub Beer is the new sponsor of Club 1080.
Yes.
So we're going to 10 Barrel Brewing, where they make pub beer, and full four-hour club, and it's going to be awesome in honor of them.
Yeah.
Because they're our new awesome, badass Club 1080 sponsor.
Yeah, and look, there may be some sports sprinkled in throughout it, but
I doubt it.
You know. Hey, well, maybe something happens. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Sports is business.
More importantly, it's about time that our alcoholism
sports
has
is
been sponsored.
Sports.
I mean, seriously.
No kidding.
It's only taken this long for us to get a liquor sponsor, to get a beer sponsor. It's about time. I told my son, "Hey, by the way, pub beer's all around. Let's go." I'm going to have to make the switch over.
It fits, because pub beer's slogan, you know what their slogan is?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
The official slogan of pub beer is the official beer of cheap fun.
That's right.
And that's what the club is.
What says cheap fun like free radio? I mean, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We are cheap because we're free. Yes. That's why you can't bitch about us.
We were talking to the guys that are in charge of everything, and he even said when they came out, if you've ever drank pub beer, you know, the can is just a white can that says pub beer. He said they even looked up generic, like if you watch like King of the Hill, they just have white cans that say beer. They actually looked up generic beer label, and that's what popped up, and that's what they went with for pub beer.
Yeah.
No frills, cheap fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Good little easy drinking beer.
Absolutely.
So if you want to have one,
six.
We will be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's do it.
10 Barrel Brewing in Northwest Portland. It's going to be fun. Club at the Pub, 3-7. Oh, and then if you missed that, we'll also be there Thursday for a live show supporting the Portland Grand Prix.
Yeah.
So we're going back-to-back 10 Barrel shows.
Let's do it, baby.
The next 2 days. But that one won't be, I mean, it won't be all club on Thursday, but who knows? Maybe we turn over a new leaf and just Club 1080 the rest of eternity. What do you think about that?
At least for the rest of the year.
You go to the FM dial, and there you go.
How long before we're turfed? Do you think we get turfed if we do that and literally refuse to change?
You could probably trial it for the next 7 days, but if you don't start talking football by, next Wednesday, you're going to be in some
hot water. It's going to be rough,
That would be rough, when the...
I don't know, it'd be risky, but maybe it would be super popular.
Something tells me Oregon, Ohio State, and we're talking about, robot hookers. It may not fly.
By the way,
Francisco Alvarez hit the walk-off because I just watched it again.
What about robot hookers going to the Ohio State Oregon
game? Now, I like it. Now we're tying it in locally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think robot hookers would do well at a big-time college football game.
Would imagine they would.
Yeah.
I don't think there's probably a lot of places they wouldn't do well. Maybe church.
But that is, well.
Are you kidding? They do great at church.
I think they, because that's.
I mean, not during services or anything, but church population likes to get down too. They just like to keep secret.
Like a church picnic sort of thing. Yeah. Oh, believe me, there's weird stuff going down in church parking lots.
All right. Well, we're ready to roll. Get started with our program. Big poll question is coming up next. It's not sports.
Ooh. So it's a little preview for tomorrow?
The next 2 days, non-sports, bro.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Well, what if someone says they want Drake May talk for at least 2 hours tomorrow?
Well, they're not getting it.
Damn it.
Drake May? Who cares about Drake May?
Hey, he looked pretty good this weekend, or at least some are saying
pretty
that.
Good?
Hey. I didn't watch a snap.
Hey.
That's not my Bailey.
I read an article today saying that the conversation around him has changed.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a real competition with Jacoby Brissett. Is that who the other quarterback is there?
It is. That and Zappy.
I hate the preseason so much.
I know you do. Just get on board and bet the Ravens with us. It's great.
All right, so we'll get the poll question in next, and then our NFL shish kebab on the fan. All right, poll question time. It's on X at 1080 The Fan. Yesterday we asked you who will be the biggest disaster as QB1. And Daniel Jones won that.
Yeah, that dude is getting dragged.
50% said Daniel Jones.
So hard right now.
30% said Russell Wilson. Only 11% said Sam Darnold. And then 9% Will Levis.
No one, and I mean no one, including Daniel Jones at this point, thinks Daniel Jones is any good. That dude is broken.
Is Will Levis any good? Is Sam Darnold any good?
Well, I my feelings on Sam Darnold.
Is Russell Wilson any good?
The answer to any of those questions is no. The only one that that I would say that the verdict would still be out on is Levis. I think there's some people that think that he's shown enough, not the world's biggest Levis guy, but I also don't think he has a ton around him. I don't think they did him any favors. But of those people, if you say one of those becomes a franchise quarterback, I think the only one that even has a shot is Levis.
Is it because of the mayonnaise perfume?
Clearly.
Okay.
Well, again, there's something to...
Well, he's pretty put together, isn't he?
Well, he's absolutely jacked.
And now he smells like mayonnaise.
And he was a high pick, and again, we haven't seen him flame out. Like, the idea that Sam Darnold is going to have a bounce back after multiple flameouts, again, we've gone through this. There just isn't many examples of this. I mean, Geno Smith... But again, I don't know if Geno Smith's not a franchise quarterback, but just like Geno Smith and guys like that, Alex Smith, like that is the bar. Like there just aren't many of those. So the idea that Sam Darnold's going to be that guy, no. The idea that someone after that many years of being washed comes back, I guess you got Kurt Warner. That happened, so you could say that's a bar, which is a very high one. I'm not going to say that Russell Wilson is Kurt Warner. And then Daniel Jones just was never any good. He just isn't. So that's
would you rather have Gardner Minshew
than Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
I would. He seems like more of a gamer to me.
Yeah, I mean, how about this? I think they're very similar players. So, I mean, would you rather have him? I guess I would still say Daniel Jones just because the physical tools are better, but I think they're essentially the same player. They're bridge starters, backups. I mean, that's what they are. It's just that Daniel Jones, if Daniel Jones had come from where Gardner Minshew did, we wouldn't view him the same way. But we talk about this all the time. I call it draft bias. Sam Darnold has massive draft bias. If Sam Darnold were drafted in the back half of the first round or in the start of the second round, no one would talk about Sam Darnold like this. If Brock Purdy was drafted where Sam Darnold was, we wouldn't talk about Brock Purdy the way we do. We have draft bias. So unfortunately for Daniel Jones, he has draft bias and it's not the good kind. Like it's, so Gardner Minshew and him, you're kind of dealing with the same player there. Both athletic guys. I think I'd probably take Daniel Jones just because he is an athletic guy, can run around and make plays. But, I see why someone would go with Gardner.
Well, I was looking at the Pro Football Focus list of the 2024 starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And they rank them.
Yeah, where's...
Well, they actually have Jarrett Stidham and Bo Nix last.
All right. Well, again, you haven't seen Nix play.
And Stidham's terrible.
Exactly.
But then 31st is Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
30th is Minshew O'Connell.
Yeah.
And 29th is Daniel Jones. I
mean, this is what I'm saying, right? Like,
and then Will Levis, 28.
If I told you you were eating a turn sandwich, but one of them had peanuts and one of them had corn, would it?
A turn sandwich?
Turd sandwich.
Oh, turd. one has peanuts, one has corn. Well, I'm going peanuts.
Are you going peanuts?
Well, yeah.
You like the crunchiness?
Well, no, I just think that would add more flavor to the really bad taste of the turd. Am I wrong?
I hate to tell you this, but it's still a turd sandwich.
You gave me two choices. It was a corn turd sandwich or a peanut turd sandwich, and I think the peanut would be better for the turd.
So the peanut.
My God, it's corn!
And then in this situation, Daniel Jones would be a turd peanut sandwich, as opposed to Gardner Minshew that I think is a turd corn sandwich.
Raises a question.
Yeah.
Best food to add to a turd sandwich that would help, like, you know, if you had to choke it down, like, what are you throwing in there?
You got
to
go.
You got to go something really strong and pungent.
Hot sauce to mask the flavor.
I know this is going to be weird, but I'm going to go kimchi.
Oh,
you ever had fermentation kind of?
Have you ever had like a really strong? Because we make a lot of with the Korean my kids.
Ooh,
we,
that's pretty good.
We make a lot of kimchi at our house, and sometimes my daughter Oren will whip up a batch that is like, did it knock you on your ass? So I'm just thinking that is very very strong, and if something can hide the flavor of the turd, I think maybe a really strong kimchi.
Kimchi,
yeah.
What about a good mac and cheese?
I think that turd's going to overwhelm that. Now, the only thing you could do is if you did like a stinky cheese, you did like a really strong, aged, I don't know, like what's the stinkiest of cheese? I mean, the bluest of the blue cheese. You'd have to go with a really pungent, because that's the key. But like normal American mac and cheese, that turd's going to overwhelm that mac and cheese like you wouldn't believe.
I mean, I think it's going to overwhelm a lot of things. Yeah. It's a turd.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
Now you got to go. The key is pungent. You got to go with something very strong. Yeah. Someone say like mayo. Come on. You think mayo's cutting
mayo?
You're not dressing gross. A regular sandwich. That's you're hiding poop.
Dude, that's how to make a crap sandwich worse. Add mayo.
Yeah, that's no
What is that? Be better than that.
Yeah, someone say, yeah, like a Limburger cheese. There you go.
Okay.
Like a Limburger mac and cheese.
A truffle cheese?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, truffle crap sandwich?
Yeah. Truffle can be so delightful. Overwhelming.
Throw some breadcrumbs on top of
that. I think it's a truffle crab sandwich. I'm like, that does sound good.
Wait, no.
No, crap.
Yeah. S sandwich. A truffle S sandwich. Yeah. All fancy.
Caviar.
Vancouver Vortex Line Comcast would have loved this turd sandwich, Seggy. Hey, it's sports.
Well, we are on CW right now.
Hey, we're talking sports, CW.
What about wasabi? What if you just throw a bunch of wasabi on it?
That's probably, yeah.
Right?
Something like that. Because
doesn't that like just...
Oh, it just...
I mean, it just kills your...
It burns your...
That was my thought with hot sauce initially.
Yeah.
You want something that just makes it so you don't taste any turd.
Well, have you ever... do you watch Hot Ones at all?
Hot Ones?
I've seen clips, but I don't watch it.
I love that show. It's just like
Never
where
heard of it.
No, they
it's a viral sensation.
Yeah, it's a viral sensation. It's on YouTube. They've run it on Hulu. I mean, they have like the biggest stars in the world. You name it, they've been on there.
It's a guy interviewing famous people while they're eating
hot
chicken wings as the sauces get progressively
hotter. So
there's 10
wings and you go all the way up, and the 8th one is the bad one. Believe it or not, the 8th one is the worst. You would think, and it bothers me that the 10th one is not the worst one. But there's an 8th one called the bomb. And supposedly, it just tastes like battery acid, and it just melts people's face. And so,
cool.
Maybe if you had a turd sandwich, maybe the correct response to this is da bomb sauce. You sprinkle that on your turd sandwich, and you ain't tasting anything. Your senses will be on fire, but you're not going to taste the turd.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
people got real fired up when Sydney Sweeney was on the show last summer.
Yeah. Although, can I say this real quick? I know you don't watch it, but this is a pet peeve of mine when it comes to the cowards that do this show. Eat the wing. I was watching one with Lenny Kravitz the other day. That son of a bitch took the world's smallest bite.
That's not surprising that he's not going to take down the whole
pisses
wing.
Pisses me off. When you get celebrities in there and then they take the world's smallest bite and they're like, oh, this isn't that bad. Eat it. You don't get to take one little nibble of a bite.
They've done 339 episodes, the last one with Ariana Grande.
Wow. Yeah. She was another one that was, she handled it really well. But same thing, like, not even a bite. It was the definition of a hummingbird nibble. It's ridiculous. You know who picked the wing clean? Dave Grohl.
Yeah, of course.
The entire thing.
See, I would think, I'm disappointed in Lenny Kravitz. Like, you say, Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Yeah, that I get.
Yeah.
But Lenny Kravitz, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be cool.
It was not cool.
Your leather pants are undone.
And he was the whole deal, he was full rock star out, but
he always is.
Took these little weenie bites.
Have you ever seen Lenny Kravitz not rock star out?
No, it doesn't exist. I told you one of the great moments I've seen was I was at the Horde Festival 20 plus years ago, and Lenny Kravitz was supposed to, he was like the second to last act, and Lenny was like 35 minutes late, and the crowd was like chanting Lenny, nothing. They roll out Lenny Kravitz onto the stage, leather pants undone, by the way, and let's just say you saw some stuff.
Yeah.
Lenny is not... Lenny was not well-groomed, if you get my drift. Like, holy cow, Lenny. It was like
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
It's like a chia pet down there. Leather pants...
He's a hippie.
Leather pants half undone.
Isachi.
No shirt, sunglasses, no shoes, and he comes rolling out there and he goes, oh, sorry I'm late, I was tied up. And then he just launches into like a face-melting guitar riff. And then proceed to kick our ass for like 45 minutes. I was like, holy cow, that guy's cool.
Yeah, he's
you
want to awesome.
Ride this jock? Let's go. Yeah, he was probably caught up with, my guess was something in the back.
Like, do you think he even wakes up in the morning like that? Like,
yeah, he's just cool. Is cool.
He doesn't like roll out of bed with tidy whiteys and like a face
that
mask.
That guy hasn't worn underwear in like 40 years.
Yeah. And I picture him, if he's at home, he's naked.
Yes. And he's like a vampire. He's like 58, and he's in the most ridiculous shape. He hasn't aged one.
Is that dude married?
He was, and then he liked the other ladies.
Oh.
He's married to Lisa Bonet.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
And she's with?
Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
I think they split up, too.
Wow.
Turns out when you're a really good-looking guy like Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz, I think you have a hard time with the one woman thing.
One of our listeners thinks that this segment will be analyzed in philosophy classes until the end of time.
The turd sandwich?
Yeah. What do you add to a turd sandwich so that you can choke it down?
Now you're calling it a turd sandwich.
I know. What is that? So that you can choke it down.
Yeah.
It's a great question. Yeah. And I tell you what, that kimchi poll by you, that's pretty good.
Yeah. There's times.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
Because you could mix the turd in there. Really not even.
I'm guessing you might not be fully aware.
Yeah.
With a strong enough kimchi.
Yeah. That's really good. It's tough to beat.
There you go.
Powerful.
Apparently, Lenny Kravitz is celibate.
What?
That's May 30th, 2024.
That makes two of us.
He's been celibate for 9 years?
I don't believe that for one
second.
Hold on.
I need to look into this.
Lenny has models parachuting onto his roof, and he's just beating them off with a stick. I don't buy it.
Okay, well, that leads us to today's poll question. It is on X at 1080 The Fan. What is the most condescending term to call your fellow man?
Oh.
Is it guy, buddy, chief, or pal? Vote and vote hard.
Those are all pretty bad.
They're all terrible. I thought about bro, but I think bro is
bro's a little more universal.
Less condescending than those four. Yeah.
It's pal.
So I'm very interested to see what wins here.
It's pal.
It's pal.
Don't pal me.
Don't chief me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, chief's rough, too.
I'd rather you chief me than pal me. Pal, you are not my pal.
Hey, guy.
I'd rather go buddy. I'd rather, I don't know.
About your buddy?
I feel like pal. You say pal, I hear F you. That's what I hear.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
You're pulling the trigger if you use pal.
Pal is said with malice.
That's the first shot fired.
Yes. Chief is said with, like, I feel like when somebody says, how you doing, chief?
Yeah.
It's kind of like pal, but I don't think with as much negativity.
Pal's got some stank on it.
Buddy is probably just somebody trying to be, like, just, they're too cool to learn your name,
yeah,
so
I don't mind, buddy.
They're just going to call you buddy.
I'm fine with buddy.
And they call everybody buddy. Yep. Those guys are all
into themselves. But it's how you say buddy, because you can say buddy in a way that is not very buddy.
I got a friend of mine that buddies everybody. It's his go-to.
And that can be very nice, but it's like, hey, buddy, that's not the same thing.
Danny is a buddy guy.
Yeah.
Danny Moran.
Oh, yeah. He's a what's up, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He buddies. And I don't mind the buddy.
But it's, I think it's one thing if you know the person's name and you call them buddy.
Yeah.
It's another if you don't know their name and you call them buddy.
Sure. I just, I don't know why, but it's the moment you read those, it just jumped off the pole at me was pal. Don't pal me.
Well, right now, let's get a little update. Looks like Chief is winning.
Mm, yeah, I can
followed
see
that. By Guy, then pal, and Buddy is last.
Yeah. People like, you know, Buddy shouldn't be included.
I disagree. Mm. Wholeheartedly. Don't call me Buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
Yeah, I'm not your buddy. Learn my name. Thank you. I'd rather be bro'd than buddied.
It's a bro.
What's up, bro?
It's a brosif.
Or brew. Or bra.
Bruh.
Bruh.
What's your problem, bud?
That's tomorrow's poll. What's the best? Is it bro, brew, bra, or bruh?
Or bruh. Yeah.
I like a bra. What's up, bra?
What about dude?
Yeah, I'll take dude.
Dude's not.
Yeah. No, dude's fine. The dude abides.
All right. Our NFL shish kebab is next, followed by hardball halibut. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, it's time to talk sports. It is time for the NFL shish kebab, it says in my notes. Did you see that Jaden Daniels is the starting quarterback for your Commanders?
I did.
We call them here the Commies.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's changing. It sounds like the owner doesn't want to be the Commanders, and the NFL normally doesn't let you, you know, make that many changes, but they may, because he didn't have a say in the name, they may let him, and I hope they do.
Well, right now they're the Commies.
Yes.
The Commanders.
Stupid.
And Jaden Daniels, I was reading, will be the eighth straight week one starting quarterback for Washington.
Yeah, it's not good.
Eight straight.
Yep. It's really quite sad.
How many can you name?
So I'm guessing Cousins was the last repeat one, right?
Yes.
You're like, yes.
Well, he's on the list, and he's
last. You like that? You like that?
Well, it has to be.
He's last on the list, which means, yeah, he probably started.
Yeah, because this whole thing started when they wouldn't give him an extension. So they just kept having him do the stupid.
Well, let's see if you can go in order then.
Okay.
Because it does go back to Cousins.
It goes back to Cousins.
Yeah, so who was after Cousins?
I'm trying to think of who would have been after old Cousins. Because I remember if you go all the way back, I remember like Jason Campbell they drafted, but that would have been before.
No, that's not in order.
That would have been before Cousins.
This is eight straight. New starting quarterbacks in week one.
Okay, well then I'm guessing it would go back then not to Cousins. It would go back to RG3.
No, it goes back to Cousins. I just told you that.
I saw a list that it was like 36 over the last 33 years.
Oh, yeah. There's probably a lot of them.
Guys that have started, but.
Oh, because Cousins would have started multiple years.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Sorry. Because it went from RG3 to Cousins, and then they probably went to.
You don't have to do it in order. Okay. Just who else can you remember?
Well, Alex Smith was there.
Yep. He was after Cousins for 1 year.
He was there. You would have had. He just retired. Did Colt McCoy ever start?
No.
Okay, so he was in Washington.
But you're close.
But he didn't start.
A guy like him.
Okay, a guy like him. I'm trying to think who else was there.
Colt, Case, Colt.
Oh, Case Keenum was there.
Case Keenum. He was after Alex Smith.
Fitzpatrick was there.
Yep. There was one in between Keenum and Fitzpatrick.
Hal would have come after that,
right? He is no longer with us, this man.
He's no longer with
us. Oh, Dwayne Haskins? Oh,
that's right.
I forgot about Dwayne Haskins.
Yes.
Yeah, because he was a high pick. Yeah. Well, Sam Howell, that's not in order, but yeah. Howell would have been there.
He was last year. You're only missing one, and he's a big name, I guess.
He's a big name?
Well.
Is he still in the league?
Not really, but I think so. Maybe?
Is it Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz, that's it. Carson Wentz. So there you go.
I don't think he's around.
Well, didn't we just talk about him the other day?
He's backing up Mahomes in KC.
Oh. He is?
I'm pretty sure.
What? I don't think that's right.
Carson, really?
Let's check the interwebs.
I'm going to call Andy Reid.
That would be correct. He is the backup of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Carson Wentz. You know what? I do remember that because when you watch the clip of Mahomes throwing the stupid behind the back pass.
They cut to him on the sideline or whatever.
They cut to his big dumb head on the sidelines like,
is he going to win a Super Bowl? Is Carson Wentz going to win a Super Bowl?
I doubt they're going to win three in a row. I mean, there's so much that has to go right, but.
Well, he could be there next year.
He already won a Super Bowl. He won one in Philly.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
He could be two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback.
I kind of view him. Maybe he can pull a Nick Foles, like bring it full circle, and Patrick Mahomes goes down. He comes in, and Mahomes is playing like an MVP. He gets hurt.
You know, that would actually
bring it full circle.
For all accounts, I don't think Wentz is a bad guy. I kind of feel bad that
I don't know that he is
thing,
or isn't.
That thing just kind of spiraled out of control.
Wasn't there a thing about him that he was pretty tough to get along with?
Yeah, I think he's super religious. I think he's pretty.
What?
Yeah.
He's very religious, and he was very anti-vax, which rubbed a lot of people the wrong
Wasn't
way.
Wasn't that Kirk Cousins?
That too.
Cousins is super religious, but Cousins sounds like, see, there's two different types of super religious guys. And believe me, having gone to BYU and been around people, there is. There's super religious guy that rubs everyone the wrong way, and there's super religious guy that understands that it's not for everybody, and he kind of becomes a little bit, I'm not gonna say like a punchline, but he becomes like a little mascot, and Cousins is that way. Like Cousins with the chains, and you know, he knows that he's a religious nerd, and he just kind of blends in, and he has a good sense of humor about it, and he doesn't push on anyone. I think that's different than super religious guy that's a bite in the ass about it.
Okay, well, the eighth straight week one QB1 for the Commies is Jaden Daniels. It went Sam Howell, Carson Wentz, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Dwayne Haskins, Case Keenum, Alex Smith, and Kirk Cousins.
That's not good.
So now this leads
Cousins us had good years there.
To the next question, who has the worst quarterback history? And I have a list here. StatMuse did a list of, and this is just the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's by team worst quarterback rating.
It'd be Lions or Bears, possibly the Browns.
So we'll get to that next on The Fan. Well, we are knee deep in the NFL shish kebab. So, Ryan Buckley, who is our producer, just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard that.
I did.
Did you catch that?
The curse of the left field or whatever.
Did you know that?
I'd heard. I think, you know what? I don't know if me and Buckley had talked about this. I've heard Buckley's talk about this.
It's probably come up before because it comes up every year on opening day, for Giants fans.
Yeah, see, I had not heard this. This is amazing. So Buckley, being a Giants fan, he said that because we were talking about the Commanders, Jaden Daniels is their eighth straight week one QB1.
Yeah.
That is nothing compared to the San Francisco Giants of baseball, who have had a different starting left fielder every season since Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine.
It's been a bit.
That's unbelievable.
You would think in a position like that, you would have found someone.
For two years in a row?
You've won World Series. Yeah. Multiples.
Three of them.
And so Bonds retired what year?
07 was his last year.
Oh, my God. So 17 years.
Wait. I believe that's correct. Yeah, it's from 2007 to 2024.
And I, you
know, different left fielder.
You told me this, and I was racking my brain.
Pretty forgettable.
Yes, I can't think of anyone to name. Like Hunter Pence came up, but I think
that's one of them. Yeah. 2018.
It is. Okay, so I thought he played center.
He did play some center field, but he also played there.
Did Mutton Chop Yaz? Did he man it out there? Did Shremsky?
Yaz has not played left there on opening day. He may have some point in time, but he plays a lot of center and right field for them.
I mean, I can't. Was there anybody good?
One of them is managing an MLB team right now.
Really?
Oh,
Gabe Kaplan?
Kaplan?
Not Gabe Kaplan.
Miller Kaplan.
Kaplan, I think that's a
2008 that's following Bonds was Dave Roberts.
Oh, Dodgers Dave Roberts?
That's the one.
You're right there out of town.
Then it was Fred Lewis, which I don't expect
Never
you to get.
Never heard of him.
Did that douche canoe, who's the super, super, like, the troll, the internet guy?
Yep.
The internet guy?
Yeah, he's a misogynistic, why can't I think of his
Aubrey
name?
Huff. Aubrey Huff.
That's one, 2012.
Have you seen that guy, like, on, I mean, I've...
It's
I,
something.
He's bad.
You've got, after Fred Lewis was Mark DeRosa.
Okay.
Followed by Pat Burrell.
Pat Burrell?
Yeah, Pat the Bat.
Okay.
And then Aubrey Huff, then you had Andres Torres, Michael Morse, who famously got concussed in a brawl between Hunter Strickland and Bryce Harper and never played again.
Former Mariner.
Yeah.
Nori Aoki, 2015.
Okay.
Jarrett Parker, I don't think he's still playing in the bigs.
Never heard of him.
Hunter Pence, 2018. Connor Joe, now with the Pirates in 2019. Alex Dickerson, 2020.
If you told me Connor Joe, I would think you're making that name up. Like, who plays left field for us? Connor Joe. I'm like, shouldn't it be Joe? You're just making names up.
I have a fun fact about Connor Joe. Actually, it's not a fun fact. I know.
Connor Joe.
Have you seen his hair?
No.
It's great.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Is he Korean? Is that what he's got long, straight black hair.
His name's Connor Joe and he's Korean.
Korean and he's got like Johnny Damon hair.
Yeah.
That's
a good call.
And every once in a while he can
hit. I'll tell you what. You put a lineup of 100 Major League Baseball players and tell me which one is Connor Joe. That's the last dude I'm picking to be Connor Joe.
And then rounding it out, you have Austin Slater, Jock Peterson, Blake Sable last year, and Oregon State Beaver Michael Conforto this year.
I'll be damned.
My God.
It's a hell of a run right there.
That is a terrible list.
No, it's not. It's just the opposite of a hell of a run.
It really is.
Jeez Louise.
I probably should have gotten Jock Peterson, but outside of that?
Not a lot to remember there.
No. No, it's very forgettable.
So who has the worst quarterback history? I think most people think it's the Browns.
I would go Browns, Bears. The Lions jumped out at me, but as someone correctly pointed out, Matthew Stafford wrecks that.
Yeah.
Followed by Goff, who's been pretty good.
Yeah, so they've had a good run
Jets
here.
Are sneaky bad.
Jets are sneaky bad, but they had Sanchez for a bit. Vinny wasn't that bad. I would say
Sanchez sucked.
The Browns have been bad forever, and honestly, it might be the Bears. Because I mean,
oh yeah,
Jay Cutler. I think Jay Cutler might be their best quarterback like ever. You know, everyone brings up Jim McMahon because he won a Super Bowl. Jim McMahon was not good. Like he was hurt all the time. He does not have great numbers. He just was like iconic because he had the glasses and they won a Super Bowl. But their quarterback history is dreadful.
I feel like for my entire life, their quarterback has been bad.
Yeah. It just is.
So for Stat, this is from StatMuse. They have compiled the list is the combined quarterback rating of every quarterback for each team between August 20th of 2004
okay.
to August 20th of 2024. So the last 20 years,
okay.
we have the quarterback rating for every team.
I'm just trying to think of anyone else that would have been that inept because like...
There is one... Okay,
one
so...
we're missing?
Well, of all of the... Okay, so I'll just tell you that number one worst with a quarterback rating of 75.8, it is indeed... the Cleveland Browns.
Yes. We've done this before. We've gone through off the top of our head and named Cleveland quarterbacks, and it is...
It's terrible.
It's putrid.
Number two is the Jets.
Yeah, okay.
And number three is the Bears.
All right, so we were...
So we were pretty close. Yeah. But then the fourth team we have not mentioned.
Fourth team we haven't mentioned.
Because we mentioned the Commies, and they're 14th. Like, they're in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, because like I said, they've had some decent ones.
They're right in between the Ravens and the Niners, believe it or not.
Okay, so let's just go. So you're 20 years. I'm scrolling through. I'm trying to think of who just has been, who's been dreadful.
Sneaky bad.
Sneaky bad.
So you probably wouldn't think of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at the teams and trying to like
see. A lot of people guessing the Raiders. They're 7th, 82 QBR.
Yeah, I thought about that. What about
Seahawks,
like,
if you're wondering, are.
What about the Buccaneers?
Where are the Seahawks?
Buccaneers?
Tampa 17th. Where is Seattle? I don't see Seattle on here. Did they even?
Well, they got Hasselback and, you know, they've been all right.
Yeah, but they're not on the list.
No. They just disappeared.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, so this is behind F. Well, you have to pay to unlock the rest of the list. I have the top 20.
Foiled again by the paywall.
Are the Dolphins sneaky bad? Because you take out Tua and I...
They're ninth.
I was going to say, I can't think of many good QBs.
You said the Cardinals?
There.
Cardinals are sixth.
Okay.
They aren't very good. Four is the Panthers.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The Carolina
sense.
Panthers, followed by the Jags.
That is a little weird, though, because Cam was good there for a decade.
So this only goes
the
to...
rating wasn't that good, but, I mean, Cam was an MVP.
This only goes to 25.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks, believe it or not, are then in the top, what would that be, seven?
Yeah, 32 teams.
Top seven of the...
Well, you had Russ for all those years. You had Hasselback.
Russ, yeah.
You know, I mean...
Russ brings it up. His QBR was really good.
It was really good. So, I'm surprised Carolina, because, you know, they had DeLome, who was good, took him to a Super Bowl, and then Cam. I'm surprised. I don't think I would have thrown out Carolina. I would have said more like Buffalo, because outside of Josh Allen, you know, Buffalo for years hasn't done anything. Because you said in the last 20 years, that's... You take out Jim Kelly, because Buffalo...
10th.
Yeah, because Buffalo's had the Rob Johnsons of the world and the Patrick Ramseys and the JP, was it JP Lossmans?
Yeah.
They were in quarterback purgatory before Josh Allen came along.
All right, we got to move on to Hardball Halibut.
Ooh.
That pertains to baseball, if you don't know what, you know, hardball is.
You're not familiar with. What is this hardball or hardball and halibut? Maybe that was Jim Harbaugh's favorite.
Yeah, it's where the hard dudes are. Just exactly how have the Mariners blown this?
A 15-game swing.
That's next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone.
Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.